Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Los Angeles, the Win Without Competing show with Dr. Arlene Barrow, host and creator of the Right Fit Method, the key to professional and personal success. Now let's join Dr. Arlene.
Welcome to episode 104 of the Win Without Competing show, Trump versus Clinton, Two Brands Collide. I visualize two prize fighters, Trump and Clinton, passionately fighting to win the presidency. Each one verbally punching to destroy the credibility of the other. Who will score the knockout punch? Watch for the collision that will rock the country and the world. Are we forgetting someone? What about Bernie nipping at Hillary's heels? Are we making an erroneous assumption that it is impossible for him to capture the Democratic presidential nomination? I believe that Bernie may have an unspoken pathway to the nomination. His recent behavior supports that. He is emulating Trump. He has become bolder and bolder. He talks about two evil choices, Trump and Clinton. Remember how polite he used to be and respectful of Clinton? No longer. And then there's Bernie's position on the DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, Bernie is not fond of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. His position is she needs to go. Currently, she is running for re-election in Florida for Congress. Bernie is supporting her opponent, Tim Canova, a law professor. His support has significantly helped Canova. The major news networks are focusing on what Canova has to say about Wasserman Schultz. He's pointed out her lackluster performance in Congress and that she's taken money from the special interest groups. Bernie is determined to kick her out of Congress and remove her as the DNC chair. His support for Canova has enormously helped his campaign donations. Why is Bernie angry at Debbie? She is an advocate for Clinton, going back to Clinton fighting Obama for the presidential nomination. Debbie maintains that she is objective. Not true. Her vice chair resigned many months ago to support Bernie. She reported on the news networks that she clashed with Debbie over her support for Bernie and needed to resign. The media keeps pondering on why Bernie stays in the race. They believe that he wants something, but they cannot figure out what it is. I believe that his desire to shape the Democratic platform is not the only reason that he is staying in the race. I believe that he wants to amass as many delegates as he can in the event that Clinton cannot be the nominee. What could happen? James Comey, the FBI director, appointed by Obama, is conducting a criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton, which includes the $2 billion Clinton Foundation. Now, remember the email? Comey has uncovered that Russia hacked into Clinton's email and has 20,000, yes, 20,000 of Clinton's emails. Moreover, Comey extradited a convicted Romanian hacker to a Virginia jail, who also hacked into Clinton's email. Comey spent 2 hours questioning the Romanian hacker. If Comey refers Clinton's case to the Attorney General, the goal would be indictment. If she is indicted, Clinton cannot run for president. That's the long shot that I believe Bernie is anticipating, which should give him the nomination as long as he gets enough of Clinton delegates. In the event that the Attorney General does not proceed with the indictment, it has been suggested that Comey would resign. If the DNC proceeds to nominate Hillary, will the delegates stick with her or switch to Bernie? That's the cliffhanger. Stay tuned. Breaking news for both Clinton and Sanders. Clinton, the Inspector General of the United States, will release a report tomorrow on Clinton's email. It has already been stated from what he has released that he concluded that she never requested nor received permission to have a private server. I repeat, never requested nor received permission to have a private server. Breaking news, Sanders. The Sanders campaign just filed the paperwork demanding a recount of the Kentucky primary, hoping that the recount will show he won in a very narrow Clinton victory. Sanders continues to search for more delegates. Sanders supporters preparing for the DNC July convention in Philadelphia just started to file for protest permits. Sanders picks Democrats to draft the new party platform, which were accepted by the DNC. Poised to pounce, Trump and Clinton will be debating each other after the conventions. That's if there is no problem with her current situation that I just discussed. Now, both poised to pounce on each other, responding to tweets, videos, and the media. Keep in mind that in order to win the presidency, the nominee must receive more than 50 million votes. Do you remember what happened when Gore ran against Bush and the famous Florida recount of the vote, resulting in a Bush win? The race between Clinton and Trump could be very, very tight. Gore, who was Bill Clinton's vice president for two terms, will not endorse Hillary Clinton. Is that a red flag? Perhaps he read the best-selling book, Clinton Cash, which will air as a documentary the night before the DNC convention. Let's look at the strategies and tactics of Trump and Clinton. Trump is the king of distraction with exquisite timing. He deleted Cruz and Kasich, his last two opponents, as if they were emails. On a critical primary day, the front page article of a well-known tabloid showed Cruz's father allegedly standing to JFK's assassin, standing next to that assassin. Trump knew that if Cruz saw this story, that he would become unhinged, which he did. And shortly thereafter, he dropped out of the race. The next day, Kasich dropped out as well. Trump quickly identifies weaknesses and uses that knowledge to conquer rivals. Many erroneous assumptions have been made about Trump, and of course also about Bernie, such as assuming that he cannot communicate clearly. He purposely talks in mixed messages so that the media will spend hours dissecting what he says. And of course, then he needs to clarify. More media, more tweets. You get the idea. It's amazing that the media keeps tripping over Trump. Trump sets the mousetrap with a tidbit of cheese, and the media bites the cheese and gets caught. Clinton says that she will not respond to Trump about personal matters, such as her husband's infidelities. However, she purposely ignites Trump, or at least she tries to. She is making a gross tactical error, baiting him. Clinton will not outsmart Trump. Every time she attacks him, he benefits. Why? She represents the establishment. The Trump supporters are anti-establishment. Moreover, she has significant baggage. Clinton often plays the victim, not accepting responsibility for her own errors. Bob Woodward, associate editor of the Washington Post, says that Clinton is in denial about her mismanagement of email when she was Secretary of State. He compares her to Nixon and Watergate. If brutality and bloodshed make you uncomfortable, you may not want to watch the ongoing battle. Trump versus Clinton, two brands collide. What should Clinton do? Win without competing. Use my Right Fit method to broadcast her brand, incorporating an understanding of the anti-establishment view. Comments like, "We can't risk a Trump presidency," reinforces that she is fearful of Trump. Clinton needs to ignore Trump as she does Sanders. The harder she fights, the more desperate she looks. Is the presidential election causing you stress? Tell your story. Frustrated with the election process? Passionate about your candidate? Not sure you will vote? I want to hear from you. I am looking for specific incidents of political differences in which you discuss your point of view with coworkers, friends, or family. The result? The heated debate spiked your stress. If you did not express your candidate preference, tell that story if you experienced stress. Your story, 150 words or less, may appear in my newspaper column, Conquering Stress with Dr. Arlene in the Beverly Hills Courier online. Questions? Call 310-443-4277 or email drbarro@barroglobal.com. BARROGLOBAL.com. You can also read more about this on my Win Without Competing blog, published on May 25th. Presidential election causes you stress. Tell your story. Interested in attending my Conquer Stress to Achieve Success seminars held at Barrow Global's corporate office on Wilshire Boulevard in Westwood adjoining UCLA? Contact me. Eager to discuss your brand and have me provide my exciting analysis to change the trajectory of your business or career, let's talk now. 310-443-4277. Be sure to follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Learn more, winwithoutcompeting.com, barrowglobal.com, drbarrow.com. Thank you for listening to episode 104 of the Win Without Competing show, Trump versus Clinton, Two Brands Collide. Goodbye for now. This is Dr. Arlene.